Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Apologetics on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Phil Stone, and on this episode, I am joined by Bishop Donald Sanborn, Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Brooksville, Florida. Happy to have you back, my Lord.
Thank you for having me.
We are continuing on with the text, The Defense of the Catholic Church, by Francis X. Doyle, SJ. In this show, we will continue looking into the testimony of Christianity to the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the last show, we looked at the testimony of Christianity and of the apostolic age. And in this show, we pick up where we left off by discussing the testimony of the church from the apostolic age through to the Council of Nicaea, 325 AD. And we'll then explore the testimony of the martyrs. Now, this is still providing proof and certitude as to the divinity of our Lord. So while the resurrection was the consummate miracle demonstrating that Jesus of Nazareth was indeed divine, as we said in our last show, the further testimonies of the church put a layer of extremely thick and decadent whipped cream and cherries on the apologetics cake, so to speak. And as we said in our last show, these arguments are not necessary, especially in light of the resurrection, but their cumulative effect is remarkable and provides an immense certitude as to the divinity of the Christ. So on to lesson number 32, my Lord, the testimony of the church from the apostolic age to the Council of Nicaea, 325 AD.
So, yes, we're going from the age of the apostles to the 325 AD, which is the Council of Nicaea, which closes the what we might call the early church, the time of the early church. After that's the end of the persecutions. The persecutions end in 312 AD with the Edict of Milan by Constantine. And then there's a period of peace for the church. The basilicas are built, the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls and the St. Peter's Basilica, not the one we know now, but the older one, are built by Constantine. And also Constantine gives over the Lateran Basilica to St. Sylvester, the Pope. So there is a peace that the church has for a short time. And I say that because now a new era is going to dawn for the church, and that is the era of the heresies. So from 325... Mm-hmm. to about, maybe into the 500s, for about 200 years, heresy upon heresy will assail the church, serious heresies. And this will give rise to a great deal of literature among the fathers. And the fathers will contemplate all of the gospel and everything that has been said up to that time, and they will generate this magnificent literature during this 200-year period in which they explain the Catholic faith and hand over many things that are not contained in sacred scripture, and that is what we call tradition. Things that that our Lord said and our Catholic doctrine, apostolic yes. doctrine, but which are not recorded in sacred scripture. So that's a whole new period. So this Council of Nicaea is the close of this age that begins with the apostles and continues in the early church, the church of the persecutions. So it's a very significant time because we're going to see the martyrs and what they said about Christ, what they believed about Christ, because that is also very important for the confirmation of the divinity of Christ.
Yes.
So first you have